A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Surely the most unfortunate casualty of contemporary gaming is the death of cheat codes. However, while most cheat codes are nothing more complicated than a few button presses, there are those which didn't come quite so easy. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most ridiculously difficult video game cheat codes. Number 10, a level select Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Accessing Sonic the Hedgehog 3's level select cheat requires players to be at their most nimble-fingered, as while the code itself is extremely simple, the time window for entering it is brutally short. After the opening Sega logo fades, you've got less than 2 seconds to enter the following sequence. Up, up, down, down, up, 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 up. Yeah, it's only 8 straightforward commands, but you've literally got a fraction of a second to perform each button press and complete the sequence in time. If you do it correctly, you'll hear the series' iconic ring chime, though considering that the Mega Drive / Sega Genesis controller wasn't the most precise of peripherals at the best of times, even the most mild deviation from up or down would result in the code failing to register. As a result, kids across the world have wasted hours of their lives trying to get this damn cheat working. Number 9. Exploding Lara, Tomb Raider 2. The pre-reboot Tomb Raider franchise sure had an eccentric approach to cheat codes, as rather than simply inputting a string of commands, players had to actually perform a set of physical movements while controlling Lara Croft. And as anyone who's played the original 4 games knows, the controls were never their strong suit, with Lara responding to players' inputs in infuriatingly sluggish fashion. And so, pulling off a sequence of precise movements is a whole lot harder than it really needs to be, ensuring that the series' cheat codes are no picnic to execute. Perhaps the most infamous cheat code in the series, beyond the fake nude cheat of course, is Tomb Raider 2's Exploding Lara cheat, which does exactly what it says on the tin. The precise sequence varies depending on the version of the game you're playing, but it basically entails making a few sidesteps, taking a step back and a step forward, spinning around 3 times on the spot, and then jumping either backwards or forwards. It sounds easy enough, but early Tomb Raider's controls felt like wading through treacle, and so making Lara explode, let alone pulling off any of the other cheats, was nothing short of a huge feat. Number 8, the big cheat, Turok. Classic N64 game Turok Dinosaur Hunter features a pretty typical cheat menu, except for the fact that the alphabet contains only consonants and no vowels. To activate the big cheat, which grants invincibility, spirit mode, all weapons, unlimited ammo and lives, level and boss select, and of course big head mode, players need to input the code NTHGTHDGDCRTDTRK. This might mean nothing to you, but I'm actually really impressed I got that done in one take. I thought that was going to take me forever. Anyway, written down, that all basically reads like alphabet soup, especially for kids. Developers Iguana Entertainment made it infinitely tougher for players by removing the vowels, because the code is actually a pretty easy to remember phrase, that being, on the 8th day God created Turok, with of course all the vowels taken out. If you can remember the full phrase, then it is a little easier to figure out the code without having to constantly read it off a piece of paper, but even then, mentally removing the vowels is a totally unnecessary headache. Number 7, debug mode, Tenchu Stealth Assassins. Legendary stealth game Tenchu Stealth Assassins features a cheat code which allows players to access the game's impressively versatile debug menu, which lets players alter NPC paths, control any other character in the level, and even plug in a second controller for improvised multiplayer. Developers Acquire sure made players work for it though, with his stamina-draining cheat code sequence being pause the game and hold down L1 and R2 while pressing up, triangle, down, X, left, square, right, and circle, and then you have to release L1 and R2, type L1, R1, L2, and R2, and then you should hear a slight chime ring out. Finally, unpause the game and you can toggle the debug menu by pressing L2 and R2 at the same time. Considering that this is one of the greatest debug menus in gaming history though, it is definitely worth all that hard button pressing graft. Number 6, DK Mode, GoldenEye 007. DK mode is one of GoldenEye's beloved gameplay modifiers, which gives every character model in the game a huge head and long arms, resembling none other than Donkey Kong himself. Though you can unlock DK mode extremely easily by just completing the runway level on Agent difficulty in less than 5 minutes, there is also a headache-inducing cheat code if you want to dive right into DK mode multiplayer without touching the campaign. The code goes as follows. Press L plus R plus up, C right, R plus left, R plus up, up, R plus right, up, L plus R plus C down, L plus R plus down, and finally L plus R plus C left. It's already a little bit confusing, but the N64's controller layout is also, well, it's eccentric at the best of times, so it's certainly not the best device for having to input a needlessly convoluted string of inputs and combined presses. Number 5. Access all levels. Crash Bandicoot. The original PS1 version of Crash Bandicoot features a password system which allows players to bypass tricky levels should they so wish. Best of all, there's a password which grants struggling players access to every single level in the game right off the bat. However, the 24 input code is as follows. Triangle, 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 X, square, triangle, 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 square, X, triangle, circle, triangle, 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 circle, square, triangle, X, 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 and X. Now that might seem simple enough, but remember that the majority of people using this code were kids at the time. And given that most of the game's cheat codes are otherwise just 8 characters in length, triple that was a pure joke. Players had virtually no chance of remembering the 24 character string, and even if you were reading it from a guide, it was incredibly easy to lose track of how many times you'd already pressed triangle. So it's probably fitting that one of the most deceptively difficult platformers of the 90s also makes you work up a sweat when inputting the damn cheat code. Number 4. Stage Select, Ikari Warriors. If Crash Bandicoot put players through the ringer in order to earn their cheat, a legendary arcade shooter, Ikari Warriors, showed active contempt for anyone who dared need a cheat code in order to play the game. Though players could continue after losing all of their lives by simply inputting ABBA on their NES controller, those who wanted to access the Stage Select menu and potentially skip entire levels altogether had a far tougher task on their hands. While on the title screen, the Level Select cheat is activated with an exhausting 33 inputs, those being up, down, AAB, B, left, right, A, B, up, A, down, right, right, left, B, up, left, A, right, B, left, right, A, left, up, A, down, A, right, left, B, and of course, start. As I did about 20 times while recording that, it is incredibly easy to lose your place while inputting the code, and for all but the true galaxy brains among us, there's absolutely no chance of you ever memorizing it either. Number 3. The Naughty Mermaid, Wild Woody. Cult classic Sega CD platformer Wild Woody is perhaps best remembered for its quote-unquote Naughty Mermaid cheat, which would allow players to draw a topless version of the mermaid sketch power-up featured in the game. Before you can even go about doing this though, you need to enter an additional cheat code to unlock the game's debug mode, which will in turn allow you to view map coordinates, which make the rest of the cheat much easier to execute. Go to the title screen and hold down A and C on controller 1, while simultaneously holding down left and B on the second controller. You'll probably need a friend to help you here, but if you're successful, you'll hear a chime. After this, use debug mode's level select feature to visit Pirate World Act 2, and you then need to pick up 5 different power-ups hidden throughout the level in a specific order, ending with the Mermaid Sketch power-up. Now, after this, open the sketchbook and draw the mermaid, and if you followed all of these laborious steps right, you'll be briefly flashed by a topless mermaid. I sincerely hope that was worth it. Number 2. Debug mode, Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. We've had some pretty tricky cheat codes so far, but the aforementioned ones all seem totally reasonable compared to Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, which puts players through sheer punishment in order to access its debug mode. First off, you need to enter your name as _Wumpa_Stomper and then start the game and hit pause. After that, hold C up, C right, C down, C left, L, R, and Z, and left on the D-pad. And while you're keeping those held down, move the analog stick halfway to the left until you hear a sound effect, and then move it to the right until the sound is heard again. Then go left, right, and left on the analog stick again, which should cause some letters to appear on screen, indicating that you've successfully accessed the debug mode. Basically, you either need to make creative use of your face to move the analog stick without your busy hands, or find a friend or sibling willing enough to help you with the button presses. This thing is ridiculous, and LucasArts clearly knew it as well, which just adds insult to injury. Number 1. The second controller trick, Mega Man 3. The original version of Mega Man 3 allows players to access a number of nifty cheats by making use of a second NES controller, which more or less requires you to team up with a friend or a reluctant relative. By pressing various buttons on controller 2, players can become invincible, super jump, enter slow-mo, freeze time, escape bottlenecks pits, and toy with a number of other more experimental games. gameplay features. Given that most of the cheats require at least two buttons to be held simultaneously while also playing the game on the first controller though, they're incredibly tricky to pull off solo. Unless you've got freakishly nimble toes, I guess. While many fans assume that this was actually a QA feature which Capcom forgot to remove from the game, it is nevertheless an awesome added feature, especially if you've got a willing pal to help out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.